With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Secretary of War Hegseth says President Trump could have crippled the entire Iranian economy in a matter of minutes, but chose mercy when he agreed to the two-week ceasefire and further negotiations. His take is echoed by Vice President Vance.
What the president has also shown is that we still have clear military, diplomatic, and maybe most importantly, we have extraordinary economic leverage. So the president has told us not to use those tools. He's told us to come to the negotiating table. But if the Iranians don't do the exact same thing, they're going to find out that the president of the United States is not one to mess around.
One key aspect of the ceasefire is Iran agreeing to allow ships to pass unmolested through the Strait of Hormuz. Also this morning, President Trump says the U.S. will be working with Iran to dig up enriched uranium buried by last summer's airstrikes. And Mr. Trump, while not mentioning China or Russia by name, threatens punishing tariffs on any country that tries to rearm Iran during the ceasefire. Israel says the ceasefire is not stopping it from attacking terrorist targets held by Iranian proxies in Lebanon.
The State National News Agency of Lebanon reports that a series of Israeli strikes hit several areas in central Beirut Wednesday without warning. It was not immediately clear what was targeted, but several of the strikes were in busy commercial locations. Since the outbreak of the latest Israel-Hezbollah war on March 2nd, Israel has regularly struck southern and eastern Lebanon and Beirut's southern suburbs, but rarely in the center of Beirut. There was no immediate report on the number of casualties. Ernie Bennett reporting.
Georgia's 14th congressional district seat will remain in GOP hands. Clay Fuller has won a special runoff election to fill the seat vacated by Marjorie Taylor Greene. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up almost 1,300 points. This is SRN News. Easter is coming again.
For the world's 300 million Orthodox Christians, this is Holy Week, with Easter to be celebrated on Sunday the 12th. That's because the Orthodox Church continues to use the Julian calendar to plan its holidays, putting it behind the Gregorian calendar, which the rest of the world's Christians began using about 400 years ago. Most Orthodox Christians live in Russia and parts of Eastern Europe and in Greece. Michael Harrington reported.
After a decade of victories in the courts and in American culture, LGBT advocates are in retreat. There's been a strong backlash in recent years, especially against the promotion of transgenderism to children. Many states have banned males from competing in female sports, and some have barred sex change operations on youngsters. At least 9 states have considered resolutions seeking to undo legal recognition of same-sex marriages. Most would call on the Supreme Court to rethink its 2015 decision recognizing the unions. This is SRN News. 2 prominent women's basketball coaches are hoping to change the narrative after a spirited and very public falling out.
South Carolina women's basketball coach Dawn Staley says it's time to move past her Final Four skirmish with UConn coach Gino Auriemma that became the talk of the tournament. Staley released a statement on South Carolina's X account on Tuesday in which she expressed her respect for Auriemma and said the two have spoken since South Carolina's 62-48 Final Four victory Friday. Staley says, quote, "One moment doesn't define a career," end quote. Auriemma released a statement on Tuesday night, again apologizing and hoping to shift the focus on growing women's basketball. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Travelers will soon face restrictions on how many portable chargers they can carry on a flight. Airlines trying to reduce the risk of lithium battery fires on planes. More details, SRNNews.com.